AM WPFP. Translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate's bipartisan deal to boost border security has the endorsement of the Border Patrol Union, and the Border Patrol Commissioner says it gives them the strongest set of tools in decades. It appears, however, the deal won't get even a vote in the House of Representatives.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer imploring his colleagues in the other party to ignore calls to kill their hard-fought immigration deal.
Whether or not senators can drown out the outside noise, drown out people like Donald Trump who want chaos, and do the right thing.
The Senate's Republican leader urging his party to do the same, even as House Republicans say they will kill the deal. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The rain's still coming down in Southern California. Three people have died so far in the storms. The worry remains that mudslides still pose a significant threat. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, in regular contact with King Charles, says he's thinking about the king following Monday's cancer diagnosis. This is ABC News. The full House of Representatives today expected to vote on impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans accuse him of breaking the law when it comes to his handling of the southern border. Democrats call it blatantly political. Jury deliberations continue today in the trial of Jennifer Crumbly. She is facing involuntary manslaughter charges in Michigan in connection with her son's deadly rampage at his high school. And more people were tuning in to music's biggest night.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift's record-setting album of the year win, Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs' Fast Car duet, Jay-Z's fiery speech, it all helped boost the Grammys audience big time. The show averaging 16.9 million viewers, up 34% from last year, and the biggest audience since before the start of the pandemic. CBS and the Recording Academy say streaming viewership was up big time as well, a 173% increase over last year. We're told the audience peaked around 9:45 to 10 p.m. Eastern during the In Memoriam segment. Over 18 million were watching. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin man convicted of pepper spraying police officers during the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol argues he should get a shorter sentence. Federal prosecutors say 41 months in prison is appropriate, but lawyers for Riley Casper of Pulaski say he's matured over the last 3 years. Casper is set to be sentenced tomorrow. Democratic presidential primary voters in Wisconsin will have a choice after the state Supreme Court Friday ordered Dean Phillips' name to appear on the April ballot. Phillips says the justice has made the right call for democracy.
It's so much less about my campaign and just so much more about how we Americans practice democracy and whether we should allow our two big parties to suppress it.
Phillips on WISN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Wisconsin loses to Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers losing 75-69 before a nationally televised audience. That's back-to-back losses now. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think the losing a game always gets your attention more, but I don't think there's anything that we have seen transpire in the last two games that we hadn't talked about before, and it's masqueraded by winning.
NBA, the Bucks came up short in Utah. Final score 123-108. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about Damian Lillard, who appeared to be playing despite an injury.
We think he's okay, but he was struggling all game with the ankle.
The Bucks road trip continues tomorrow night in Phoenix. And the teams for Super Bowl 58 have arrived in Las Vegas, and already the trash talk is underway. 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa asked about the Chiefs right guard Trey Smith and right tackle Juwan Taylor.
Taylor and Smith leads the NFL. Ton of penalties. Anything stand out when you watch them?
They hold a lot.
That's the 49ers' Nick Bosa. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're as cold as ice. I wanna be by yourself.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Playing what we want.
for me. Sexy leads for me, evasion. Who will motivate? She comes round and she goes down on me. And I make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you wanna do, coming over you. Keep on smiling what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And it beats to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a coda with the curse. Coming like a freak show, takes the stage. We give them the game she plays. She say,
Jack. Be a dare and wait. Jack FM needs to slip into something more comfortable.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available in tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. That's because Hair Volume contains a proprietary formula, including apple extract, which is clinically proven to promote thicker and healthier hair. You don't need to feel embarrassed by thinning hair. You don't need to keep dealing with shedding. All you need is daily Hair Volume tablets or gummies to start looking and feeling your best. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
We are going to have a mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high of 46 this afternoon. Our wind out of the south at about 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 48. Then on Thursday, a little bit of light rain with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Here's another visit from Jag FM's Bunch of Songs in a Row Ferry.
Darkness, there's a light that I can't find. I gotta have faith.
Jack FM, playing what we want.
Wow. Jack FM has gone 55 minutes without an accident. Oops.
Hey, Jack, I am the walrus.
Hold on a second while Jack FM turns ourselves off and on again.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure that you'll get your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
And Jackson Hewitt also guarantees the accuracy of your return for life.
Hewitt, yeah!
So don't just sit there. For your biggest refund guaranteed, walk into a Jackson Hewitt today and dance out Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
We are going to have a mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high of 46 this afternoon. Our wind out of the south at about 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 48. Then on Thursday, a little bit of light rain with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
The best thing I've ever heard on
103.1
Jack FM is,
I love you.
Get it.
Give us your best clickbait. 866-930-JACK.
Jack, where you been, dude?
Standing in the-